Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
And now, the show that very few asked for, but that many will grow to appreciate someday. It's your behind-the-scenes access to The Greg Hill Show. It's The Greg Hill Post-Show Show with Jackson Burns.
Big wig.
What up, man?
What up? Thanks for joining me, man. Sorry, I rest on you so much, but, you know, you got big shoulders.
Has Courtney come on yet?
Yeah, she came on Friday.
Oh, okay.
So today, man, that was That was an intense show, because whenever it gets, you and Curtis come from completely different backgrounds.
Not just me and Curtis. Me, Curtis, me, Courtney, me, Greg, and me, Sean.
I think that's basically probably true,
Probably basically everybody in the building.
I might be the only one that here that can actually relate to you the most, because I grew up in Boston. I went to Boston Public Schools. I used to hang out in Eastie.
You're probably the closest one to... similar background of mine.
I worked in a Mexican restaurant on Bennington Street in East Boston.
Okay.
But so this guy, the Bruins guy, Mitchell Miller, you don't agree with them cutting him, correct?
No, I don't think so. I think that, you know, but I look at things differently, right? Listen, I've said it before. I give people second chances, third chances, you know, fourth chances at times. You know, I look at the situation, and then I look at, you know, has the person's behavior changed over the, you know, period of time since the incident, since the allegation, since the crime, whatever it was. And then I kind of make my opinion based on that, you know.
And I didn't want to bring this up on the air because it's, I don't know if it's even a touchy subject or not, but you were talking about Lawrence Taylor earlier. He's been through a lot of shit. You know, nobody says anything about what he's done, and Curtis said it. You know, Corey Dillon, we gave a pass because he was playing well. Lawrence Taylor's the best defensive player in football, but he, you know, he did have his troubles. Do you see a similarity there or no?
Yeah, I mean, I look at it like this, man. I come from a place, and, you know, and you see a lot of people make mistakes, do things in their past that, you know, were issues, and it's all about whether or not they understand what they did and then work towards becoming a better person. You know, maybe they're not at the point of the apology wasn't on time, or maybe they're still trying to work through certain things. Yeah, for me, like, whether it's Lawrence Taylor, whether it's Tyreek Hill, or, you know, anybody else that's had other situations that they've dealt with before, Adrian Peterson, I think it's, you know, I think it's, here's what I'll say, Jack. It's more about how you relate to that person. And usually that's based on the way you grew up, on how you relate to what that person might be dealing with or going through.
Yeah. So he got cut. He got fired. Have you ever been fired from a job?
I've been through that before, and like I said, throughout my career, I've been cut many a times. That's basically being fired. So
yeah, that's true.
I mean, I've dealt with my fair share of being let go.
Have you ever been in a controversy? Like, have you ever said anything that you had to take back or apologize publicly for?
No, not really. I mean, I probably say things that probably offend people you know, they don't agree with. But, you know, I give my opinion based on how I see the world. You know what I mean? I don't see the world the same as everybody else. So, I mean, obviously I am, you know, I understand people's feelings and their emotions towards certain things. So, like, I mean, I'm not just, you know, spitting reckless stuff out of my mouth, so I think that it's more about.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's kazoo concert in Kansas City, go Kevin, or Becky's bachelorette bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
You know, I give my opinion based on I see it. You don't have to agree with it. You might think, you know, oh, that's idiotic to say, but, you know, it's the way I see the world. So I think that's what it is more than anything. And unless you can really have a conversation with somebody, it's very difficult to get to know why that person believes it. Now, us on the radio, we have a little bit more time to kind of articulate why we feel a certain way. But even then, it's more about being around certain people and, you know, that might come from a certain walk of life.
Yeah. Did you ever work with Curtis when he was drunk?
No, I don't think so. I mean, not that I can recall.
It's surprising that he was that bad.
Yeah, I mean, I've known Curtis for a while. Obviously, you know, it was time at the sports hub, and then, but you know, I mean, that's just people deal with things. You know, my uncle, till the day he died, drank a 30 pack a day. So I mean, I understand what people, you know, when Curtis talks about what he goes through. I mean, I know people that, you know, family members and friends that overdosed on drugs. I know people who lost their lives to the streets. So when I give my opinion, I base it on a lot of
experience
of what I've been through. I know I got people in my family who are homosexual. So, I feel like I can relate to a lot of different things. I grew up in a single parent household. I grew up in an inner city environment, whether it's family, friends, or even people who I might have been associated with. So I think that's where a lot of my opinions are formed and a lot of my opinions about certain things come from.
I love your open mind and the fact that, you know, like you said, you've experienced a lot of walks of life. And so you're never judgmental. I've never heard a judgy thing out of your mouth. You know, that's refreshing. It's cool.
Well, you got to understand, Jackson, right? I grew up as a black kid in an Italian household who lived in an Italian neighborhood, but went to a school that was, you know, majority black.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So my relationship, some of my best friends are Italian kids, and some of my best friends that I went to high school with are black kids. Some of my best friends I grew up with are from, you know, inner city East Boston, which is a different walk of life,
mm-hmm.
you know, in the mid, late 80s, early 90s. And then some of the kids that I grew up with, I played basketball with, that I call my brothers, grew up in Dorchester, Roxbury, the South End. So I'm able to, like, I was able to walk and maneuver in different worlds because of my upbringing. You know what I mean? So I'm able to understand and see that. There's not a lot of people, unless you come from that environment where you see a lot of these things. Like, I can't relate with somebody who grew up in a two-parent household. You know, I learn from them, but I can't relate to them.
Yeah.
So just like somebody who didn't grow up in a single-parent household, probably it's hard for them to relate to me. They learn from me, and maybe they get some insight from me, but they can't relate to it. And that's why I think it's, like I said, a lot of opinions are formed on the way you were brought up. And so if you hadn't seen a lot of things, then it's might be harder for you to understand why, you know, somebody feels this way.
Yeah. All right, Wilkes, well, that'll do it. Thanks for your time. I appreciate it.
You got it, Big Jack. I told you, when are we switching the name? I don't know why we're calling this the Greg Hill Post Show. We should be calling this the Big Jack and Wiggy Post Show is what we should be calling.
All right, I'll bring it to the boss and see what he says. We'll cross out Greg Hill with duct tape, and we'll put Wiggy and Jackson.
And we'll put it right over that. So
yeah,
you know, we'll do what we do.
What's on tap for you today? What does a Jermaine Wiggins do with his day at 11 o'clock on a Monday morning?
I don't know if you could see that, but that looks. I don't know if you could see that from
distance.
It.
I can't make it out.
That is the gymnasium I'll be heading to get my workout on.
Oh, yeah.
You're
going to get ready for the big catching competition.
Yeah, I'm not really worried about that. you know, I'm trying to get in shape for when we do our shirts off competition.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
You know, maybe Christian will have an opportunity to beat me in that, because he certainly isn't going to beat me in the catch-off.
Oh, them's fighting words. All right, bro. Have a good workout.
All right, buddy. All right, later.
Thank you. See you tomorrow.
Yeah.
Don't forget to go to odyssey.com or any place you get your podcasts and look up the Greg Hill Post Show, or the Greg Hill Post Show. and download, subscribe, and review, because that helps. Thank you.